This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolle.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. And we've talked about many different kinds of business pivots on the show before, but here is an interesting one. From handbags and accessories to the world of athleisure wear. I have sister duo Sim Lee Au and Heidi Au, the co-founders of e-commerce fashion brand Live Lola, on the line with me today to expand on that story.
Hi, Christine. It's really nice to meet you. I'm Sim Lee, co-founder of Live Lola.
It's Heidi here, also the co-founder of Live Lola.
Amazing. So you guys actually started the company in 2016. But like I mentioned in the intro, you guys did not start with what you're doing now. You guys started with handbags and accessories first. So could you explain a little bit about the inception and the beginning of Live Lola first before we get into what you guys are doing now? Let's maybe go with Heidi.
So we started the brand in 2016. We were, you know, doing handbags and accessories catered mainly to women in KL, Malaysia. So coming to the part in 2019, we designed our own bag. It's called the Lakota Duffel Bag. And that bag is actually a fully functional athleisure plus casual bag. It's made out of vegan suede material. And this bag, we got a lot of good feedback from our customers back then. So they were saying, okay, it pairs really well when they go out for travels and also when they go to the gym, right? So, you know, a lot of people say, can we pair this with any active wear or outfits that perhaps Live Lola can come up with? And this sort of, because there were a lot of people requesting for that. And so that came into our mind saying that, okay, why not we come up with a range of active wear collection? Also because Sim Lee and I were both fitness enthusiasts and we also like this whole holistic wellness idea. It's how we have always been, you know, carrying out our day-to-day life. We love to eat healthy. We go to the gym. We're active overall. And so we felt that this really fits into what we believe in and it gets us excited to come up with something that carries on from the Lakota duffel bag to active wear, athleisure wear.
Right. So it was a really natural transition then because of customer demand. And before you guys started in 2016, had you guys had any experience with either entrepreneurship or the sort of like fashion accessories industry before?
Well, Heidi here, she used to model. So that's how, you know, she got into the fashion side of things. And then myself, I've always been in brand marketing. So, you know, touching on building a brand, developing products for customers, you know, finding out the demand and the needs. All that kind of stuff.
So you had like the fashion industry knowledge and then you also had the sort of branding and marketing knowledge and that paired together really well and got Live Lola started. Really interesting. And when you guys first kicked off in 2016 as well, if I may ask, what was the funding like for that? Did you guys pull from your own like savings? Did you bootstrap it or did you get external funding? What was the journey like?
We bootstrapped all the way because when we first started the business, we just take it as like a experiment, right? Like a MVP. We just build something really small and just want to test out the market, see if it fits the market, basically test everything out if everything is all good. So yeah, so we bootstrap everything from up until now, actually.
And yeah. May I know like what the initial amount was that you started with for your initial capital as well?
I think it's around like 20,000 or like 10,000, I can't remember. Yeah.
Wow, that's really, really impressive. So, you know, moving on from that till now, right? Now you've moved into developing your own athleisure wear. But of course, you know, athleisure, I think especially, you know, throughout the pandemic as well, it's gotten a lot more steam. What separates Live Lola athleisure from what we may see on the market elsewhere?
We think Live Lola, our USP, I'd say, is we come up with affordable active wear styles. And the styles are more feminine, yet fresh. So, this is what we observe. within these recent years or even before, activewears that you can find at least locally, the color are more monotonous and they're more fitted towards, you know, someone who really goes to the gym and that's all they do with the activewear. Outside of the gym, outside the studio, they would just, you know, change up back to their usual casual wear. But we felt that our products are reasonably priced, very nice athleisure design, and the pastel colors are what our customers love about us, especially those that are more feminine and young. Yes, and also currently this year in January, we launched a new line, which is our eco collection. So whereby these active wears, they're made out of recycled nylon fabric. They're also made ethically in China with our manufacturing partners. And yes, so this has been what we have always believed in, going green. You know, we care about our customers' health, right? We want to encourage them in terms of getting fit, getting healthy. But at the same time, we also want to protect the environment that we operate in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, do you guys design all of your own products as well? Do you actually design all of the fashion in-house?
We have a design team in China that we work with. So our activewears are designed by our team in China.
Okay, interesting. And let's talk a little bit about the manufacturing process. As you mentioned, you work with manufacturers in China. First of all, why manufacturers in China and why not a local manufacturer?
So we actually did a business visit back in 2019 to China, because back then China was like the powerhouse in terms of manufacturing, especially in terms of fashion and apparels. And we actually built good relationships with our manufacturers over there. They are very easy to work with, very efficient as well. And in terms of the supply chain, it hasn't given us a lot of issue, with the exception of COVID. Because COVID, it happened right at the center of China. So that was quite a struggle. That was a challenge. But I believe globally, everyone sort of faced the same issue. However, all along, we have had good working experience with our China partners. And it has always been this way.
Okay. And also, you know, you mentioned that you guys manufacture ethically, but what does that actually mean? What is the processes, or what are the checks that are done to ensure that the process is as ethical as possible?
So in terms of employee protection, we are very clear to only work with factories that follows through the employee conduct. So no, you know, sweatshop kind of situation.
Mm.
In terms of the fabric manufacturing of the eco fabric, the recycled ones, our manufacturing partners, they have the technology know-how to convert waste, say plastic waste, into eco fabric. So through this process, yes, we only work with those that follow through the right way of doing things.
Mm.
And we have also, you know, gone through, we have done like site visits with them, and we personally see how they, you know, process everything end to end. And we felt that it fits to our values, and we're comfortable with that. So.
Right. So that's really great, like taking the waste, the plastic waste that would have otherwise been, you know, disposed of in perhaps not a necessarily very environmentally friendly way. And that is actually the raw material that you guys use to create these eco-friendly athleisure wear, which is really interesting as well. But would you ever consider, I mean, I understand you have a good relationship with the manufacturers in China, but especially due to the pandemic as well. And, you know, we'll get a little bit more into that and the effect of that. If you were to expand a bit more, like looking a bit more locally in terms of maybe sourcing things or creating a facility here or anything like that?
At the current moment, we don't have that in mind, because if we were to work or to have our own facility, manufacturing facility locally, the cost may be higher than compared to manufacturing it from China. And perhaps if we were ever to get onto that path, we may have to consider funding, which we are also currently taking that into consideration, because we, you know, the current brand's direction is to scale geographically in terms of product offerings as well. So perhaps looking into more other aspects of holistic wellness, because Live Lola is not just an activewear brand, it is also a holistic wellness brand where we not just cover on apparel, we would also want to cover on the experience. So we do have like fitness and community activities and events. Mm-hmm. We also do have equipments, and we also have things that you can use in your day-to-day wellness areas, such as like scented candles. So yeah, we are definitely looking towards expanding our product offerings and also geographically. And this may, you know, come into play when we have fundings.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And also, you know, in looking for external funding as well, what kind of funding are you guys looking at? Are you looking at an angel investor, venture capitalist? What's the vibe here?
So that one, we're still considering. Of course, there are many ways of getting funds. You know, we can take a loan from the bank and whatnot. But ultimately, we are currently measuring the pros and cons and see which one is best fits our situation right now. Yeah.
Okay, so like still exploring your options. Fantastic. All right, it's time to take a short break for some messages, but after that I will continue speaking to Sim Lee and Heidi all about Live Lola on Open for Business. So do stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Listening to Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong. I have Sim Lee and Heidi Au, who are co-founders of Live Lola and Sisters. And Live Lola is an e-commerce fashion brand that primarily focuses on athleisure and active wear and are moving slowly into holistic wellness as a whole. So before the break, we talked about the inception of the company and the pivot that they did back in 2019 from primarily handbags and accessories to now this sort of holistic wellness branding. Now, you mentioned before the break that one of the aims for Live Lola is to make your products affordable for the average lady, I suppose. And taking a look at the products on your website, your activewear, for example, you do have, you know, your collections. You've got your eco collection, for example. There's a sport body, a training sports bra, for example, at 139 ringgit. Now, on a personal level, maybe I don't, I'm not the greatest example of this because I don't, I'm not someone who particularly invests in activewear so much, but I generally see sports bras or wear of that kind, it's going to be priced maybe at about like, it could be priced at maybe like 39 ringgit, right? Like a full 100 ringgit lower. You can get products that are similar, at least in theory, for a much lower price. So tell me a little bit about that. What justifies the price point for your collections?
So our product, we mainly source and use high quality nylon fabric. So if you can, you know, comparing the 39 ringgit, 139 mm-hmm. ringgit kind of sports bra, you would see the difference when it comes to the fit and the touch, as well as how long-lasting it goes. So in Live Lola, we believe in slow fashion, especially when so active wear is something that it's quite a rough wear, mm-hmm. where you stretch a lot, you sweat a lot. So we have the technology within our fabric that is, you know, quick drying, sweat wicking, and it doesn't gives out odor when you sweat. Mm-hmm. So all these things are, it's not directly seen until you wear and test it out yourself. Mm. So, you know, this is something that we would also like to share more towards the general public, that, you know, there is some sort of difference if you were to really compare a Live Lola piece with something that you can get off, say, Shopee or Zalora at a lower price range. Mm. However, we also look up to, you know, international brands that produce really good quality products, such as, say, Lululemon or Alo Yoga. So these are the brands that we often also constantly try to improve ourselves, and we would, you know, see how well they have produced their products, and hopefully, you know, try to be on par or even better than them in terms of quality.
Right. So basically it's designed like where you buy one of the products and then it lasts you for ages and ages and ages instead of having to replace something regularly, right?
That's the goal.
Interesting. And also you mentioned before the break as well that the eventual goal for Live Lola is not just to focus on apparel, fashion, you know. You want to move more into the holistic idea of wellness. And you mentioned that you have food and candles available as well as products. So tell me a bit about that and sort of that direction and expanding your product line and your strategy there.
So Live Lola, right, our main goal is actually to you know, be together with our women community, and together we achieve holistic wellness and eventually brings happiness to their life, right? So activewear is one, is basically our first pillar of getting there, because, you know, the first thing and the lowest hanging fruit is, of course, to adopt a healthy lifestyle, as in, you know, be fit. You know, you need to know how you should, you know, exercise and detox and whatnot, right? And then the second layer, the second pillar would be, okay, once you are done with, you know, fitness and whatnot, you also have to feed yourself well and healthy, right? And then after that, we do have online programs as well. And our online programs, we go from, you know, exercising with equipment to meditation. So if you are, and our online programs are, you know, catered to beginners. So if you are just starting out, you know, you want to try meditation, try to meditate at home, you can just purchase that and just, you know, follow the guide and go with it. So we do have, you know, we are evolving as we grow, because the first pillar, you know, like everybody knows us about, Live Lola, we produce activewear brand and, you know, doing fitness and yoga stuff. But what's next, you know, what's the next layer that can actually help them achieve happiness and also be more holistic in terms of their wellness. Yeah. And besides that, now when everything is open up, we are, you know, going towards more community activities. That's when we really bring all the women together and, like, you know, have fun together, build some connection together, bring everyone together, have conversations and whatnot. And we do see that a lot of our customers, they really like this kind of engagement. They like to talk to new people because, you know, during pandemic, you can't really meet a lot of new people. So, that's what we truly believe in, a connection and also a holistic experience.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the pandemic as well, I do want to just touch on this ever so slightly. You guys mentioned that your pivot was in 2019, which was essentially right before the pandemic hit. Right?
Exactly.
So tell me about that. What was the effect that that had on your strategy at that point?
Actually, I would say it was a really good pivot, because we didn't know that, you know, activewear will boom during the COVID times. And one thing that is really amazing was, you know, we launched 2019, and then after 3 months later probably 6 months later, in 2020, we decided to host a huge event, right? One of our largest events is called Live Out Loud Experience, which sort of embodies a holistic experience that we believe in. So that has become our annual event. So it's called Live Out Loud Experience. And we actually planned that out to roll that out in March. And then that's when, you know, all the news was saying, don't go out, you know, you should stay home and whatnot. And it was really challenging for us because we have planned it out for 3-4 months. And then in March, we didn't know COVID is going to hit, right? And like we have, surprisingly, we had a lot of people sign up for that event. And it was just 6-7 months in, right? Our audience is not stable yet at that point, but like surprisingly, like about 200 people signed up for that experience. So during March, it was a challenging time. And of course, there's a lot of people who had doubts and whatnot. So there are some people who pulled out, but about 120 of them stayed and came to the event. And we hosted that. And it was a really, really good experience because we did the whole holistic thing. You know, we have like workout, sweat session. We have sound bath. It's our first sound bath experience in an outdoor event, sort of. So that was a great experience for us as well.
So in a way, I guess that was the ultimate stress test for that event, right? Was like on the cusp of the pandemic, just as things are about to kick off, you managed to actually host a fairly successful event. And now that's become your sort of your annual go-to as well. Fantastic. And finally, I want to wrap up a little bit here with how, you know, your approach to holistic wellness is not just on an individual level. You guys are now moving into looking at wellness, I suppose, on a global level in terms of being environmentally friendly, being sustainable. And as you mentioned before the break as well, you use recycled nylon fabric for your new eco collection. But you also have a couple of other interesting movements on your website as well. You've got a fresh vegetable subscription, and you also have a tree planting initiative as well. So tell me a little bit about that, you know, and sort of that goal in integrating this element of wellness into Live Lola's brand.
So like what Sim Lee said, that, you know, being healthy, it's not just being active on the outside. You also have to nourish your body with healthy nutrition. At the same time, it's also living in a healthy environment, or say an environment that is sustaining. So we all are aware that globally, our environment isn't at its best state currently. And as a brand, we want to use our voice and our platform to make at least a small change. And our audience, our community, some of them, or maybe part of them, are aware of this, but not all of them. And we felt that, you know, by initiating these kind of, activities, working with Sunway X Farm for our fresh grown vegetable subscription, and also working with 8 Billion Trees, where a portion of our sales site-wide, not just our eco collection, goes to helping with reforestation and tree conservation across different countries. So we felt that this speaks to what we truly believe in, and we hope that, you know, with the help of a bigger community where we are part of and we are so leading, we can make like some changes towards this bigger picture.
So hopefully with the way that Live Lola is going, you're not only going to make an impact on people's lives and their fitness, but also the world at large, maybe. We'll see.
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much to Sim Lee and Heidi for speaking to me all about Live Lola today.
Thanks, Christine.
I've been speaking to Sim Lee and Heidi Al, co-founders of Live Lola, an e-commerce fashion and holistic wellness brand. If you've missed any of this conversation on Open for Business today, you can go ahead and download our app. That's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen to and download the podcast. I'm Christine Wong, and this is BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelly.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.